Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur has hinted that government will soon come out with incentive measures to boost domestic manufacturing and production. He said this has become urgent in view of the frequent depreciation of the cedi against the major trading currencies and to also revamp the structure of the economy. The Vice President said this when the Chairman of the Executive Board of Vitamilk International, Safon Panic, and the Chairman of Vitamilk Foundation Ghana, Professor Ajiman Bedu Akosa, paid a courteous call on him at Flagstaff House in Accra. Vice President Mr. Arthur said government will continue to improve the country's investments regime to create long-term and well-paid job opportunities for Ghanaian graduates, Setayia reports.
Vice President Emesa-Arthur said the objective of government is to gradually reduce the country's economy from import dependent to manufacturing and export based.
Over time, we are going to have more incentives for domestic production than from import, the way things are going. And therefore, it is a very strategic decision that you're taking to put a production facility in Ghana rather than to import into Ghana, because the way the structure of the economy is going, it will very likely be that those who take an opportunity to locate in Ghana will have an advantage of having come first and other people will come later. So I'm happy that you are thinking of the possibility of doing it, and I hope that you do it quickly.
Mr. Safon Panic, who is in Ghana and Africa for the first time, explained that his visit is to explore the possibility of siting a manufacturing plant in the country to produce Vitamilk for the rest of the continent.
We have seen steady progress, and in the last 3 years there has been much progress. So there's a possibility that in about 2-3 years' time we will consider setting up a factory here. So that's why I'm here, to see whether we should consider doing so in the next 2-3 years' time. Can I say that I'm very happy with what I have seen? We also show to other countries in Africa, I believe that this will be the first place that we will want to consider setting up a factory.
Vitamilk has been selling in Ghana for about 10 years. As a result of its nutritional and medicinal values, a foundation has been set up to address malnutrition among children in Ghana. Professor Bedu Akosa said about 50% of Ghanaian children are malnourished, and thus he said is not good enough. The former Director General of the Ghana Health Service said the foundation is feeding malnourished children at the Princess Marie Louise Children's Hospital and Asha Fort Clinic in Accra with Vitamilk as a pilot project. The result, according to him, is encouraging and it will soon be rolled out nationwide.
The foundation's objective is to create a society where malnutrition does not exist. And its byline is lifting the Ghanaian child. And it's because the statistics on nutrition in this country is not reassuring at all. We believe that it is almost therapeutic for those children who are sick. We are determined that we would work up to the whole country.
The meeting later discussed other trade and investment opportunities in the economy. Setia reporting for Radio Ghana.